right now, this should be interesting. You know they're going crazy this morning in Philadelphia, so we thought we would eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio and listen to the Touchdown Brothers. That's their morning show. I'm sure we're going to see them on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. Probably get a snootful of them next week in Minnesota. Let's hear what they're talking about this morning.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Troy. That's the great Troy Aikman with us. Troy Aikman of Fox Sports.
Great.
Did he ever... Well, sorry about that. You know, just in case he was listening.
Come on, what are you saying?
I don't even know if... Did he even go to the Super Bowl?
Not that I remember. I don't remember him going to a Super Bowl.
I don't think so either.
As far as I know, he's a broadcaster.
That's Troy Aikman, who must have killed him yesterday to see the Eagles pound the Vikings and go to the Super Bowl.
All right. Let's reset here. Apologies. Right. We're a little confused because we're working with a new clock. PD, yeah. The dog man of the USA, he's trying some new formatics, so I think we're supposed to reset here. I don't know. You got the Touchdown Brothers, Jimmy Amendola, Tony Ragu. Thanks to our guest last hour, Antonio, who is Ron Jaworski's second cousin, was on.
Right.
We also had Bill Berge's ex-wife, Tina.
Yeah.
That was great. Her announcement was wonderful.
Yeah.
And thanks to Anthony, who was a waiter who once served Wilbert Montgomery and Randall Cunningham on separate occasions.
Yeah.
He had some great inside information.
Yeah.
Was that not the greatest game in the history of professional football?
You know, I've just been beside myself ever since. You know, is it possible to do a radio show with no sleep and 23 beers? I'm proving it is.
We're proving it this morning.
Hey, crank up Eagles Fly. Crank it up again.
Fly, Eagle.
Oh, my God. What a game.
Peterson, he's a genius, man.
He is.
Total genius.
I got to say this. I think this has to be said this morning.
Yeah, it does.
Nick Foles is the greatest Eagles quarterback since George.
Since George, right.
I'm not going to say
better. Not better than George.
I'm not saying that.
We didn't say that. No. We didn't say he's better than George. Nobody said that. He said that, okay?
No, but he's
nobody
said
that.
He is unbelievable. I think he's better than Brady. If you match up,
we
can look ahead to the Super Bowl. I think you can look ahead right now and say that he's better than Brady. And
has Brady ever led the Eagles to a Super Bowl?
No.
No. Okay, no. Right there. Boom. Nick Foles better.
I think the Patriots are making, the second appearance. I don't know, something like that. But
we got to give them credit. They've been there twice, a couple times.
Yeah. But hey, world, keep calling the Eagles underdogs. They love it. They love it. They don't care if you make them underdogs. We're wearing a mask yesterday. And, that's the only way to watch a game if you're an Eagles fan is to wear that dog head.
That's right. We're underdogs.
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 Again, a 5.5-point underdog against the Patriots. And by the way, if you wonder why Case Keenum played so poorly yesterday for the Vikings, hey, he grew up in Abilene. That's like 2 miles from Dallas, right?
From Suckville, USA.
Yeah, you grow up that close to Dallas, you got to suck when it comes to
Hey, Nick Foles from Dallas? I thought he was from Dallas.
No, he's from Austin.
Okay, yeah, totally different.
Totally different.
Totally different.
Yeah, he said as far away from the Cowboys as possible.
Hey, did you watch that Patriots game?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah. Oh, Tony Romo?
Did you hear? What was going on with Tony Romo?
Was he on something?
Oh, my God.
Just pick some of those noises Romo was making yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Talking about.
Suddenly get a little hand love from Lance under the table, huh?
I don't know. That may have been audio from the last time the Cowboys played the Eagles. That's Romo crying. Oh, we lost to the Eagles again.
My mother-in-law cracked a vase over some dude's head in parking lot L.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, wasn't it great? That's so awesome.
I hit the Vikings bus 5 times with loaded beers as they made the exit yesterday.
That's true passion.
That's passion.
All right, are we ready to go to the phones?
Yeah, I guess so. Let's go back to the phones.
Let's see. Let's go to, I can't read my screen here. I think it says Sal in South Philly. Yeah, you are with the Touchdown Brothers.
How are you two guys doing?
Nice, sound. Doing good, good, good. Super Bowl sound, Super Bowl sound, Super Bowl sound. Super Bowl sound.
Flies, eagles,
flies.
Flies, flies.
You know what, guys?
What's
that sound? We did this for Jaws.
Yeah.
We did this for Bill Burgess.
Yeah.
We did this for Harold Carmichael's.
That's right.
We did this for Wilbert Montgomery's. We did this for the great Coach Vermeils.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about Dick.
For Reggie's White's. We did this. We did this to show all those girls in high school that wouldn't go to proms with me what we're all about.
I don't know how that's related, Sal, but okay.
I guess I get your point.
Guys, this is the happiest mornings of my life.
Yeah.
Even those... I got arrested again yesterday.
That's okay. You did it for the Eagles.
Oh, my God. What happened there, Sal?
Well, I throwed a beer bottle at the Viking's bus.
Hey, I did that, too. Who cares?
Is that illegal?
I hit him like three times.
Yeah, and a cop saw me, and he took me down to prison. I was in prison all nights long.
And
guess what? I got in my cells, you know?
Yeah.
And my cells mate was a Dallas Cowgirls fan.
Oh, my boy. God. That's worse than being in jail alone.
And guess what?
What?
I made him my bitch.
Ah!
Yes!
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
That's how we do in Philadelphia.
Right. Coming up next, two guys say they host the afternoon show down there in Dallas, Ty Walker and John Fahey. Stay with us.
Dilly Dilly! Dilly Philly!
What? I don't know. Saw the end of it.